This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. We've talked on this program a couple of times about something known as Bethel University, a month-long community-organized series of classes in Bethel, Vermont, where local townspeople can teach a class on anything they'd like, and other locals get to be the students. It's all free, and it's been a great community-building event, going strong now for several years. Well, another town is getting in on the game this month. Irisburg is starting its own pop-up, University of Irisburg, and here to tell us about it is one of the organizers, Judith Jackson. Hi, Judith.
Hi, Jane.
Boy, that accreditation program for a new university, really rough, am I right?
Well, actually, it's a simpler procedure than you might have thought. All we did was transform the trustees of the Irisburg Public Library into the Board of Regents of the University of Irisburg for the month of April, and we were done.
Pretty good.
So that's all it took.
And you've modeled your university on Bethel's pop-up. Why did that seem like something worth replicating in Irisburg?
Well, they are holding theirs in the month of March. But as you know, they're in the far deep south.
That's
and
right.
Here in Irisburg, we decided we'd hold ours in April because April is supposed to be spring, but in the Northeast Kingdom, it never is.
So
we figured we needed something to keep us going till the snow melts. So we looked at how successful the BU program was, and we thought, you know, let's give it a try in Irisburg. So the U of I was born.
And how much interest have you generated? Are people excited about it?
Well, yes, it's remarkable. We have an actual website where you can register for the University of Irisburg. We have about 15 classes. Some of them are full now, but we have, I think, as at my last count this morning, we have about 65 students who've registered.
Did you have to twist the arms of people to be the teachers, though? I mean, some people are afraid.
It's remarkable. We have lots of people in Irisburg with interesting skills that other people would like to learn. And most people are happy to be asked. We have an eighth grader who's teaching a class in how to make snickerdoodles. He learned that in our after-school enrichment program last year. We had a cooking class. And I just asked him if he'd be willing to teach the rest of us how to make snickerdoodles. He said, sure.
So what else? What else can people learn this month?
Well, we have a number of art classes, painting, mosaics, printmaking. We have a course in little-known facts of Irisburg history. It's being taught by a mother-daughter team, a third grader from the Irisburg Village School, and her mother, who is the executive director of the Old Stone House Museum in Brownington. Howard Frank Mosier was the beloved Vermont writer, was our neighbor here in Irisburg until he died a couple years ago. And his wife, Phyllis, is teaching a class on Howard Frank Mosier and his relationship to the Northeast Kingdom. We have a class in travel Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
That one's almost full, too.
Muy bien.
And what I'm looking forward to, taught by a master meat cutter here in Irisburg on how to cook a bear.
Mm, yes.
We still have a couple spots left in that class.
You mentioned Phyllis Mosier. It sounds like she's doing double duty. Isn't she also doing a kitchen table science course?
She is. She for many years, was an elementary school science teacher. And she's teaching our inaugural class. She's teaching on a class in science experiments that kids can do at home called Kitchen Table Science. We also have a class on how to improve your home security, taught by the locksmith in town, and one on flower arranging.
So, Judith, one thing I wanted to point out, though, that seemed a little suspicious to me, I noticed there's a turkey carving class on April 26th at 5:30, which is suspiciously close to the turkey graduation dinner at 6 p.m. on the same night in the same place.
See, we can't keep any secrets in the University of Irisburg. You're absolutely right. Turkey carving is followed by the commencement dinner, to which all the professors and students from the University of Irisburg are invited. I don't yet have a commencement speaker, for graduation, for commencement from the University of Irisburg. I was thinking of asking the governor, but it seems a little bit short notice.
You may not have a commencement speaker, but you do have T-shirts.
We do. We have T-shirts. And they are handsome. We also have a motto, a Latin motto, which is, Vicini, vicinos, docendi, which means neighbors teaching neighbors.
Oh, I like it.
That's what we think it means.
Yes, next year you're going to have somebody who can give you maybe a Latin class. That would also be helpful for the next university.
And we need a fight song.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you do need a fight song. In all seriousness, though, Judith, beyond, you know, people having a little bit more knowledge on how to cook a bear or speak travel Spanish or improve their home security, what is it that you actually hope Irisburg will gain from having this community event, this pop-up university?
Well, we've become convinced that the most important factor in a town's success, in what makes it a good place to live now and in the future, is the level of cooperation and collaboration, the kind of trust and respect that exists among the people who live in the town. Living in a little Vermont town, I think we have 1,127 folks living in Irisburg, although the town clerk had a baby last week, so it might be
1,128.
There's so many things that affect us in the world that are beyond our control. You know, the global economy, international trade, national state politics, they all affect us, but there's very little that we can influence in the way they unfold. But we've come to feel that our most important resource as we confront this kind of unpredictable future is the network of relationships of trust and cooperation and respect, mutual help among the people of our town. In other words, the way we treat each other. And that we can influence. And we find that the more opportunities we have to work together and enjoy each other, the better off we are. So the University of Irisburg is one way to strengthen our common ground.
Well,
that's the purpose. It is a kind of tongue-in-cheek. We're having a lot of fun with it. But we do have a serious purpose behind it.
Well, I hope it goes off without a hitch, starting on the 6th, this Saturday, with that kitchen table science course taught by Phyllis Mosier, and ending on the 26th with the turkey dinner from the turkey that's just been carved.
That's right.
Judith Jackson works as a trustee at Leech Public Library in Irisburg, and she is one of the organizers at the library getting this inaugural semester of the University of Irisburg off the ground this month. Judith, good luck. Go U of I.
Thank you. And I would like to point out one last thing.
We don't have time, Judith. Make it quick.
University of Vermont was founded by who?
Ira Allen.
So it's only fair. University in his hometown.
Well, that's excellent. Judith Jackson, thanks very much.